Today is Wednesday, April 22nd. We're hearing from the CDC director about a possible second wave of COVID-19 while Congress makes more progress on another round of economic relief. And at-home testing kits approved by the FDA could soon become available. Plus, we're talking Earth Day's 50th anniversary, what Netflix just doubled, and a big unexpected comeback in the sports world. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. This week marked 3 months since the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in the United States. And as of this morning, more than 825,000 people in the U.S. have tested positive. The American death toll has topped 45,000. While that's definitely a grim number, remember, it also shows a lot more people have recovered from the virus than have died from it. The problem is this might not be the worst outbreak we see this year. The CDC director warned the second wave of COVID-19 cases this winter could be more deadly since it will coincide with the flu season. Dr. Robert Redfield said simultaneous outbreaks would put an incredible strain on the healthcare system and supplies could be even harder to come by. So he urged state and federal officials to prepare now, even if conditions start improving. Of course, the hope is that we will know more about this virus by the winter and maybe even have a treatment for it. For now, though, there's a not-so-encouraging update about the potential treatment called hydroxychloroquine that President Trump has promoted before. The results of a new study are now in, and researchers found there were actually more deaths among the patients given hydroxychloroquine versus those who just were given standard care. They looked at medical records from a few hundred patients at veterans hospitals nationwide. In the study, researchers did not track side effects, but hinted that the drug may have damaged other organs like the heart. We should note this study has not yet been reviewed by other scientists, but it's still the most comprehensive research so far on coronavirus patients given that treatment. And now the National Institutes of Health is advising against using hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19. More vigorous tests are still underway, and there are many other possible treatments being studied as well. The Senate passed the next economic relief bill, and it's worth $484 billion. Most of the money is meant for that small business loan program that ran out of money earlier this month. The rest would go to hospitals and COVID-19 testing kits. But this is not a done deal just yet. The House and the president still have to give it the thumbs up. House lawmakers are headed back to D.C. to vote on the bill as soon as tomorrow. The plan is for the measure to reach President Trump's desk by the end of this week. Trump has suggested he'll sign it into law, so stay tuned. Some of the world's leading medical experts say it's most likely the new coronavirus originated in bats. The World Health Organization spoke about the source at a news briefing this week. You may have heard rumors or theories the virus was bioengineered in a Chinese lab. Just last week, President Trump said his administration was looking into it. But now the WHO says there's no evidence to support that. The health agency is now looking into exactly how COVID-19 transferred to humans. In a bipartisan report, U.S. senators confirmed what U.S. intelligence officials have already concluded. Russia did interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And even worse, senators said it could happen again this election year. The top Republican and top Democrat on the panel both said the U.S. needs to be prepared, since Russia only sees its success last time as a reason to keep meddling. Remember, it was January of 2017 when intelligence agencies first said Russia took part in cyber espionage to help President Trump in the election. Well, members of the Senate panel have also been investigating this whole time, and their work is not done yet. This was the fourth of five reports senators plan to release. At this point, the White House hasn't responded, and as always, Russia continues to deny it. Former Vice President Joe Biden is picking up some momentum, at least when it comes to fundraising. As the presumptive Democratic nominee to take on President Trump in November, he raised nearly $47 million in March. That was a record for the Biden campaign and more than double what it raised in February. Of course, there were more Democratic candidates in the race in February, so he had more competition for those donations. As for the Trump campaign, it raised $13.6 million in March. That's less than Biden, and it's also less than what Trump supporters donated in February. But President Trump has more money in the bank than Biden, with $98.5 million total compared to Biden's $26.5 million. Looking ahead, contributions to both candidates are expected to dip, as so many Americans have either lost their jobs or been furloughed. It's time to celebrate Mother Nature. Today is Earth Day. In fact, this marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day celebrations. Normally, people would be going to festivals, marches, and rallies today, but since the pandemic has people staying home, festivals will go digital instead. The New York Times reports a bunch of museums across the country are holding virtual events today and the rest of the week. Experts will teach people things like how to create an indoor mini garden, maintain a compost bin, or even raise butterflies and keep bees if you're looking for a new at-home hobby. And if you want to experience nature, a virtual field trip will take people all around the globe to places like the Himalayas and Great Barrier Reef. Some environmental groups are also planning a three-day live stream called Earth Day Live. It'll have high-profile speakers from politicians to celebrities. It's all happening on websites and social media. You can find links and a longer list of Earth Day festivities in today's show notes. We have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor this week, Netgear. Is your home Wi-Fi struggling to keep up? Can it handle streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling? What about all at once? Sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. The FDA has approved its first at-home coronavirus test. Pixel allows people to swab their own noses at home, then send the samples to a lab for testing. Each test costs $119. They ship directly to people's homes as long as a doctor signs off. The company behind the test, called LabCorp, says the kits will probably go on sale within weeks. But a few things to keep in mind. ABC News reports, at first, they'll only be available to healthcare workers and first responders. Also, the tests won't be available in some states that prohibit testing with at-home kits like this one. They include Maryland, New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. As you might have guessed, Netflix has seen a huge spike in new subscribers recently. The company now reports it added more than 15 million subscribers in the first quarter of this year, which is more than double what it expected. That being said, the company expects that momentum to fizzle out as soon as stay-at-home orders are lifted around the world. By the way, Snap, the company behind Snapchat, is also doing a lot better than expected. Its revenue is up 44% compared to this time last year. The app now has 229 million daily users, up 20% from last year. Former New England Patriots star Rob Gronkowski is coming out of retirement. Gronk is reportedly headed to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to play alongside his former teammate, quarterback Tom Brady. The Patriots traded Gronk to get a fourth-round draft pick. Gronkowski is a tight end who helped the Patriots win three Super Bowls. He was traded by his old team because even though he stepped away from the game last month after a series of injuries, it wasn't an official retirement. You might remember when he stepped away from the NFL, Gronkowski got into professional wrestling. He was even named WWE's 24/7 champion at WrestleMania earlier this month. And now the WWE tweeted he's expected to defend his title if challenged anytime, anywhere. We'll see if that actually happens. In the meantime, Gronk is in the last year of his NFL contract. It includes a $9 million base salary and $1 million in bonuses. The BET Network is holding a coronavirus relief special tonight. It features stars like Alicia Keys, Usher, John Legend, and Chance the Rapper. You can expect a bunch of musical performances and virtual appearances, and it's all to raise awareness about COVID-19 and raise money for those impacted the most. Remember, early data shows communities of color have been disproportionately affected by this virus. So the special will drive viewers to resources where they can get help if they need it. The two-hour special is called Saving Ourselves, a BET COVID-19 relief effort. It starts at 8 Eastern tonight. And a quick reminder, The Newsworthy is taking part this weekend in a virtual podcast festival to benefit COVID-19 relief. It's called Podapalooza. It gives you a chance to hear special episodes from your favorite podcasts and discover new ones, all for a good cause. Get your pass by donating whatever you can. Learn more at plza.org. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, Work Wednesday is brought to you by our friends at Good Good Good. It's a media company who loves to highlight the good happening in the world, especially now. They make a print newspaper filled with all good news, and right now they'll send you one for free. Go to goodnewspaper.org/newsworthy to get yours and start feeling even more hopeful. That's goodnewspaper.org/newsworthy. Okay, so today we're talking about work from home burnout. If you're someone working from home for the first time, you might actually be juggling more responsibilities than usual. So here are a few things to help. Experts told CNN, create boundaries with deadlines. So define times for when you start and stop work and try to stick to them. Also consider creating physical boundaries, like different parts of your home for work, coffee breaks, or stretching. And if you're worried your boss might think you're slacking off, be sure to clarify those expectations and communicate more often. As for managers, experts say make it a priority to check in with your team members and provide feedback regularly so they can still feel their contributions are valued. All right, thank you for listening today and making the newsworthy part of your daily routine, no matter what that looks like these days. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have much more news tomorrow. Have a great day.